And Dominican, do you see improvement in the run defense out here? And if so, how do you determine it when you don't have pads on?
Well, I think it's tough to determine that whether you, when you don't have pads on. I think the most important thing is guys are definitely in the right place where they need to be. But I think it'll be very key for us to get a good one gauge of that when we get pads on, and obviously when we get into off-season, preseason game. Excuse me.
What have you seen out of the rookie Charles Harris so far, both on the field and what he's trying to glean off of our rookie guys?
Charles, in my opinion, is a very focused kid, very excited about his approach to the game. He's very detail-oriented, obviously takes coaching very, very well, implements it very quickly as you coach him up in games and listens. Obviously, he's been running with the ones and getting a lot of play time in our pass rush, in our package that we like to run in regards to pass rush. So, I mean, he's had a lot of good things, from my opinion, but it means everybody's got a lot of work to do, so... Got a long way ahead of ourselves.
Last time you were here, you mentioned about playing many, many more years. We asked Adam a little bit about longevity. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? How, you know, really put thought into how much longer you're going to play?
I mean, I think at all times you look at it, and when you get to this age, and I remember guys, Kyle VandenBosch, Corey Williams, being their seventh and eighth year when I was a rookie going to Detroit. So seeing those guys and how they approached it, they really took it day by day and focused on what they needed to take care of in that particular moment, and then worried about everything on a later back end. So for me personally, that's kind of how my approach has been. Obviously, I want to continue to play at a very, very high level. So I'm in tune with what I need to get done right now, and then let the years in the to come worry about themselves.
How much of an example does Cam Wake set at 35 to still be
playing such a high level? It's exciting to see a guy like that, one, have the year that he had last year, but see how he's coming out and being just as good, if not better, in a lot of ways. I think this will be a very fun and exciting year for him. Obviously, he's not having to worry about an injury or anything of that sort. Had a good offseason from the looks of it. And obviously, being with him the last 4 weeks, is he's in great shape.
What's one thing that you've taken or learned from Cam Wake since you've been together?
Just pass rush. I think one of the things of being able to work with a guy like that, the way he rushes, I love the way he rushes. It was actually funny talking about that today with Coach T, how much he's – a lot of people think he's a speed rusher, but a lot of times he uses his speed, but it turns into power. Really a straight line guy, and it's things for me. I can learn certain techniques, hands, and different stuff like that from him, and he's obviously seen a lot. So I play outside a little bit, so there's things for me to learn from him without question.
When you think about this phase of your career that you're in now, and possibly how much longer you want to play, how much do you think about or factor in the physical beating that you take at your position?
I think I'm built for it, first and foremost. But I think at the end of the day, it's about coaches and how they take care of us. T does a great job. Gase does a great job in showing us or allowing us to get good quality reps where we're, one, getting the work that we need to get in, but we're not beating ourselves up, especially in these particular instances. Obviously, in camp, saw a great gauge of that as well. So for me, I'm not really worried about it, and I've always prided myself on playing as many plays as I can possible. And I just love being on the football field.
Since we're going down this road, what do you want your legacy to be when they write the book on Dominican?
I'm not sure. In what regards are you speaking of?
Where do you stand among the greats of all time, things like that?
I think I've always prided myself on wanting to be a guy that's been very similar to, obviously, the greats, Reggie White, Warren Sapp, guys of that caliber, changed the game from their particular position. But, I mean, I'm only 8 years into the league. They've played many, many more years than me, and I still have a lot of work ahead of myself. So I think in this particular instance, probably one of the best things that I would want people to recognize for me is just know where I have to be. You have to know where I am at on the football field at all times. If you don't, then I should be causing havoc, and even if you do, I still want to cause havoc.
You ever think about the Hall of Fame?
I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't. Of course, everybody thinks about the Hall of Fame. One of the first trips I took, I remember going to the Hall of Fame in Canton. So, been there a couple times. Obviously, see teammates there for breaking particular records. Calvin, Matt Stafford, other guys like that. So, love to be a part of it. And Charlie, drawing a blank on his last name, one of the best receivers in Detroit Lions history. To be there with him, to be there with him and see his bus, and then obviously, unfortunately, passed recently. It was special to me. I was really close to him. So But yeah, of course you think about the Hall of Fame, but like I said, I'm very young, and I think at this stage I got a lot of work ahead of me.
When it comes to players and taking care of their bodies in the off season, you know, you're meticulous about that. Mm-hmm. Has the level of knowledge and participation increased since you've been in the league, or is it about the same as far as workout regimen and knowing what to put in your body, things along those lines?
Without questions, increased. There's many people that I've come across in the last 5 or 6 years that have that I've been able to, fortunate enough, to listen to, learn from, understand my body, and it's an ever-changing something. Something's always changing, so it's an evolution to find different ways to adapt in the body. That's the great thing about the body; it adapts as you challenge it. So you got to find new ways to stay healthy and new modalities to keep you sharp.
When did you start paying attention to that? In the pros or in college, or
I think extra work, I think it first started in college, especially after my freshman year, but it was very, very low level. I think it got to a heightened sense, especially after I had surgery my rookie season on my shoulder, finding new ways to, one, lift weights and be very, very strong, but not being, everybody kind of has a concept of tearing your body down and building it back up. You don't necessarily have to do that, in my opinion, to one, stay strong and be very, very strong throughout the season. So I think there's a lot of things that I've learned from really after that surgery and the people that I work with now to where I look to be in the future and being able to play for a long time.
What does your off season entail now that you leave here after minicamp? What do you do to get prepared for training camp?
5 strenuous weeks. I go back to Portland with my trainer, usually check in with my docs on certain things. If I have any bumps or bruises or whatever from mini camp, from mishaps, deal with those particular issues. But there's some other things that go in there, but I'm not going to disclose those.
I think you were in the room when Coach Gase said, in so many words, I made a mistake, I screwed up, mm-hmm. relative to not playing Cam Wakemore. I was wondering, when you hear that from your coach, what kind of goes in through your mind?
I vaguely heard it, but I mean, if those were his words, I think at the end of the day, what they wanted to do was ease Cam back into his progression and playing at a high level. So at the end of the day, I think they did a great job with handling that, and I think it's proven in the pudding of what Cam produced. Obviously, if could have done it earlier, could have been probably better, but I mean, that's in the past, and I think the future is where we're at right now.
I guess I meant from a bigger picture perspective. It seems like Gase is one of those guys that has accountability for himself and his colleagues.
Yeah, no question. I think Coach is very accountability-oriented, one for his players, one for himself, and everybody in this particular organization. And that's something that's great because he doesn't put himself on a pedestal to say everything I say is particular perfect. I mean, we've had some great conversations, especially this offseason, even when I wasn't here, about things of that nature and how we can get better as a particular team. So, I mean, he's a great head coach, and I think he's only going to continue to get better because he has that mentality.
You were joking a couple of weeks ago about turning 30.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel kind of old when you're around these rookies that are 22 in your corner of the locker room?
Without question. I mean, some of the music that they listen to is not necessarily my liking, but, I mean, I like being around the young guys. And at the end of the day, they're coming in here to help and play at a high level. And I've spent some time while I've been here with them outside of the building. And, I mean, it's good to be around young guys that have a different perspective, allow me to think about things a little bit differently. And then I think even in practice allows me to get back to my basics. And I don't know if you guys noticed, like, we go off the field as defensive linemen and offensive linemen a little bit earlier, but we have that time to, one, interact with the younger guys as they get work in, and we can do extra work. And so those times are good for us to, one, get back to the basics that we may not be thinking about when we're in the heat of the battle and we're doing situational football and things of that nature.
Are you motivated at all by that on the practice field, just the challenge of trying to match someone that's 8 years younger than you? In terms of all this, I know that you can, but...
I mean, as a match, as an intensity, or what exactly?
As all the enthusiasm, the effort that they... someone that's 8 years younger than you.
I think I've always been an even keel guy, so I don't necessarily look at it like that. But from a standpoint of energy and things of that nature, I think it's good to just have them around. But at the same time, I think it goes back to the younger ways of thinking, getting back to the basics, and then obviously being able to have the advanced knowledge of looking for certain keys and different stuff like that. And it's just relearning stuff yourself that you may not have been thinking about and that you know already, but it gets your brain thinking about it again because the younger guy may not.
You mentioned what you'll do after camp here, the five strenuous weeks. Do you allow yourself any time to just get away from football a little bit?
There's times. I think you can have some time during the weekend. I think probably the most time will be once we finish up on Thursday tomorrow. Got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday's a big day. Start those 5 weeks and kind of go from there.
And Dominican Moore, frightened or fascinated by that swarm of bees out there?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of bees, but I've been around yellow jackets in Jamaica and all that stuff, so I'm not too scared of them. But yeah, I'd rather not be stung if I didn't have to be.
Yeah.